We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kufayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the top. The first word or line is B'shtar She'im Bayachrayis. So we had yesterday, we had a brisa that brought down that Rav Yehuda holds, you rip up the shtar, the Edim rip it up actually, and they write it Mizman Rishon. And we saw that Rav argued on that, and then the Gemara says, because Rav holds, Edom cannot rewrite a shtar, they can't rewrite a shtar. The case of Rav Yehuda, Rav says, you could rewrite a shtar, that's talking about there was no insurance in that shtar, so he's not going back to the Lekuchah, he's not going back to the Meicher either. He says, no, shtar Shem Baruch Rai, whatsoever. Even Matana also, you can't go back to the guy and say, oh, I need my Matana back, there's no time, there's no cry, therefore you can rewrite the shtar. But what is this brisa that we're referring to yesterday that says, that the brisa says, that Rav Yehuda holds, Mizman Rishon, Edom can rewrite from Mizman Rishon. What was the brisa? What was the exact words of the brisa? My brisa. The Tanya learned in a brisa like this. A reish yonesh by elav zuz. Someone owed the malva 1,000 zuz. Uparim chamish mei zuz. The levy comes because it makes a partial payment. He has 500 zuz. So what's the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda? So now you don't want to collect any more 1,000 zuz. You have to change the 500 zuz. What do you do? Edim mekar mes hashtar. The edim rip up the shtar. Because the shtar chav is man rishon. He rewrite a shtar that the leva owes the malva 500 zuz. And he stole from his Marishan. He stole collect from Kukha. It's the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, no, Shtar Zei Murach Mekayman. The Malva holds on to the Shtar as his full Kayach. He wants to prove he paid 500 zuz. V'yichtavu Shaiver, and you write a Shaiver, you write a receipt. The Malva writes a receipt, I got 500 zuz from the Leiva, and you give it to the Leiva, and now the Leiva has proof he paid 500 zuz. V'plei Shnei Dvarim Omru Kaisvim Shaiver. Rabbi Yossi said, for two reasons, I say it's better to write a shayver. Achas, k'desh yokov l'pay, right? One reason is, this forces him to pay. Because right now he's so nervous, he has to watch the shayver, because that guy's holding a shtar that says, I owe him 1,000 zuz. So any minute he could come collect with it. I don't have my shayver, I'm not going to have to prove. So I want to get this thing over with. I want to get the shtar away from him, I want to rip it up. So one of them is to force him to pay. He'll want to pay quicker. It's a reason for him to pay quicker. Another reason why you write a shayver is because you want the kayach to collect from Zman Rishon. That's why you have to have the original shtar. That's two reasons Rabbi Yossi says that you write a shayver. Why? One reason is to force him to pay. Another reason is because he wants the shtar to be able to collect from Zman Rishon. Right? It's very good, right? Frank the Marakash is not so good. Vaha, want to see if Frank the Marakash, Rabbi Yudan Ami is Zman Rishon Kama. Rabbi Yudan Ami is Zman Rishon. What do you mean? Rabbi said you can rewrite the Zman Rishon. What kind of time is that? Rabbi says, Hach Kama, Lay, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudan. Even Zman Rishon, I wasn't sure what you said, because I wasn't sure if you hold the Edom could do that. So even Zman Rishon, Ka'amrit, Pagin Lacha B'chad. If you say that you could rewrite Zman Rishon, so I'll argue about one, and I'll argue that the reason why to write a Shaver is to force him to pay. Even Zman Sheni, Ka'amrit, if you're saying Zman Sheni, you're saying that the Edom only could rewrite a Shtar from today's date, so then I'm arguing for two reasons. I'm going to argue for two reasons. First of all, Kadesh Yaakov L'Pairoi, and also to collect from Zman Rishon. So either way, Rabbi Yossi argues and Rehuda holds, he writes a shaver instead of rewriting the shtar. Tanu Rabbanu, learn to the Brayis like this. Shtar shezman kosov b'shabbos oy b'asara b'tishrei. It's very, very, it can happen, such a thing. A guy wrote a shtar, but he didn't write the Hebrew date in it. He wrote in it the non-Jewish date. He wrote the date of, let's say, September or something. He wrote September 24th on the shtar. So Gevaldik, Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon on September 24th. So someone starts to look up the calendar. He sees it's on Yom Kippur. Now, most people don't borrow money on Yom Kippur. So something's up with the shtar. It says September 24th, but it didn't say the Hebrew date. It was on Yom Kippur. It couldn't have happened on Yom Kippur. Or they check up any date and they see it's on Shabbos. So something's up with the shtar. So what's the halacha? Shtar shezmanei kosov v'shabbos oy ba'asar v'tishrei. They figure out the zman is on Shabbos or on Asar v'tishrei. The law is shtar ma'uchru v'kosher divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Rashbam explains by Arichus, then when we have a shtar, the first thing we assume is the shtar is kosher. It's not mezuyif. We don't know when shtar is mezuyif, especially if you have a kiyum on the Edom. So you don't know when it's mezuyif. So you don't know when it's true. So you got to touch up what's going on here. Why is there a date on a day where you can't have a loan? So the law is a shtar mukdim is possible. If I predate my shtar, then it's possible. Well, I'm going to come collect from Lekuchos from before the Havah. I can't do that. But to make a Ma'ukhar, that's fine. Because I'll give the Lekuchos a little break. What's the problem? So here, you assume it's a Shtar Ma'ukhar B'Kasher. The Min HaStam Mocher. Rabbi Yossi Paisel. Rabbi Yossi says that it's possible. He says the Shtar Mocher is possible. So we'll see why soon. So Amalei Rabbi Huda, Rabbi tells Rabbi Yossi, "Play Ma'isa Balaf Nechav Etzipayir Bechshar." It was a story that such a star that was written for Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, it was came in front of you, machshir it. Amalei, you're right. Kechsharti bezechsharti. I was machshir because it said it was klar, it was Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Freit the Gemara, but Rabbi Huda is that kamar. Isn't that machloikus? The machloikus was a case where it was on Yom Kippur. So what does it mean that I agreed in that case? So Amar Rabbi Arabada Sakol Moedim Shemizgaknu Loynasi Shel Shtar VeNimtzas Loynasoi Mechavenes B'Shabbos B'Sar B'Tishrei Shestar Mochav V'Kasher. So Amar Rabbi Vadas, everyone is Moedah if it's clear in the Shtar that the date is wrong, and because it's on Shabbos Yom Kippur, everyone agrees it's a Shtar Mochavu V'Kasher. Because there's no way anything's bad is going to happen from the star. We'll see what will happen with another star. Something bad can happen. No churva can happen at a star because it's very clear in the star. It's screaming out, "I am a ma'ukhar." Because you don't write a star in Kippur Shabbos. There, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda agree it's a kosher star. What's the machlokes? Loynechlu el b'star ma'ukhar ba'amah a stam star ma'ukhar, which means that you don't know. It's not clear the star is ma'ukhar. It says a regular date on a Tuesday, but it was takam ma'ukhar. So it means you made a loan on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. It's not Yontif, it wasn't Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan made a loan. And then it said in the star that the loan was made on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is not a Shabbos or Yom Kippur. That's what it said. It says the star was post-dated two months. It said weiter. Now, what's wrong with that? So the Rav Yehuda's Latameh Amar, Ein Koisim Shoiver, Leinafim Nechubra. For Rav Yehuda, nothing can happen because if the guy ever pays up part of the star, you don't write a shaver. You rewrite the star. Rewrite the star to nun mount. But Rabbi Yosi l'tamei dama koisin shaver v'nafik menei churba. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosi holds you write a shaver. That's a basic sheet in our Mishnah that you can write a shaver. What would I worry about? Worried like this that he's going to pay him up part of his star, and he holds on to the star. Remember, it's the loan was taken shcheres cheshvin. The star is dated for shcheres tevis. Comes to Shkoyosh Kislev, he pays back 500,000. Or he pays even the whole star, whatever he does. He pays up, he pays a part of the star. He gets a shayver, a receipt. It comes like a Shkoyosh Adar, and the guy says, "Where's my money?" So he says, "I paid up already 500,000. Here's my shayver." So he says, "Wait a minute, the shayver was before the star. The star's date is Shkoyosh Tevis. You bought. That's a different thing. That shayver is from a different star. Yeah, that's it. That's a long time ago. I have a new star. You owe me $4,000. Why are you writing the shayver? Good kasha. You have to wait to the end of the Amid for that. But right now, we're saying what the churva is. The churva is that over here you're gonna have. So the simple answer to your question, that answer your question directly is like this: if the star screams out mulcheres, so then you won't be believed to say it was a later thing, because everyone knows that it's Mocheres. If it says it was on Yom Kippur, so then everyone knows it's a Mocheres. They can't trust you. I have a Shaver, we believe the Shaver. But once it's not clearly Mocheres, so then the guy always can say, "What do you mean? That was real time. Prove it to me it's Mocheres." You can't prove it to me it's Mocheres. So that's why it's a Churva come out of it. So that's our basic agrees, if it's clearly Mocheres, then it's fine. But if it's not clearly Mocheres, then we have Machlaikas Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And what's the beer on Machlaikas? If you can write a Shaver or not. If Rabbi Yehuda's no chash, why not? Because you just write a new star. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that you write a shayver and he holds on to the star, we're worried to hold on to the star, and that will beat out the shayver. And you're asking, just writing the shayver, that we're paying up a star that's mocharis. That's what you should write. That he knows it's mocharis, the loy, but let him say, "I want a shayver that says that I paid up the star that says v'shchayr shvat on it, v'shchayr shtevis in it, whatever." Yeah, that's the Gemara's kasha on that. Amid, Met Hashem, we'll get there soon.